Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea covered up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her new plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles, all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name's Nicholas Ralph. I was actually born in Cape Town, South Africa, but I only lived there for the first year of my life, and then I was brought up and raised in Nairn, just outside Inverness in the Highlands of Scotland. I was brought up there until the age of 18 when I left and I moved to Dundee. I lived there for 2 years. Following that, I moved back for another roughly 2 years, and then and now I've been living in Glasgow for about 3 years. 3 years. So my accent's heavily influenced by the Nairnshire kind of accent. We still have a rhotic R. It's not as heavy as you hear in kind of Glasgow accent. It's still there, and the dark L that you hear in Scottish accents. It's a relatively clear accent, though, or so I'm told. I think, yeah, so my accent's been influenced, obviously, mainly by my upbringing, and I, both my parents are from Nairn and were born and bred Nairnites, so that influences my accent the most. But I also think the past few years being in Glasgow, some of the colloquialisms, the rhythms of speaking and stuff like that have influenced my accent to some extent as well. So when I phone home or when I'm at home speaking to my friends and my family, my accent, Nairnshire accent, becomes a lot thicker. So this is, yes, my accent, you could argue, is somewhat diluted. But to not to a massive extent.